Now we'll turn to the evening news postbag, which this week majors on policing levels and a proposal to build more student accommodation. Andrew Brown of COSSI is concerned at policing levels in the city, which he says are insufficient. When are the people of Norfolk going to realise that Norfolk Constabulary have a policy, perhaps with the exception of a police presence in the centre of Norwich on late Friday and Saturday evenings, of not having an effective police presence and response over the weekend and into Monday on a bank holiday? There appears to be no senior officers present over this period, and evidence gathering and investigation does not commence until normal working hours after the weekend or bank holiday. This applies even to the highest level of crime. The police headquarters at Wyndham closes down on Friday night, and nothing, it seems, will cause senior management to return to work until normal working hours. Unfortunately, I know this to be true from personal bitter experience. What happened in Cromer is nothing more than what has been happening over weekends in Norfolk for years. Not to provide effective police cover out of working hours is an invitation to those intent on breaking the law to perpetrate their crimes when there is no effective police cover in the county, a fact which Norfolk Constabulary are desperate to conceal. This is the main purpose of Bailey and Dean attending the public meeting in Cromer.
A bid to build more than 300 student flats on a city centre car park has provoked a lot of comments from email correspondents. Emailer Albert Jazz says, "It all appears overkill. Apart from the new student accommodations built and being built, there is the permission to develop the Norwich Union Towers. There are only so many students."
And resident Smith agrees when he says, "If you add up all the recent office blocks being converted to student flats, then we must be adding well into four figures already. How many students are there wanting to come here? There can only be so many. A boom and bust situation, I reckon. Someone will get their fingers burnt big time."
Adverse comment comes in also from Ian T. "Judging by the pictures, another soulless, ugly development on a par with the prison complex built on the NCFC car park and around the corner on King Street."
The opposite point of view comes from Damon Crocker as he emails, "We have two universities, more than most cities our size. NUA, Norwich University of the Arts, seems to be going from strength to strength, and the UEA is as popular as ever. As stated currently, there is a lack of student housing, so many end up sharing houses in the Golden Triangle. Maybe this would free up houses for families to rent or buy. Also, the city is right on the bus route to the UEA and near NUA. They wouldn't build convert if they thought there was no demand."
And Ted completes the picture, agreeing with the last correspondent when he emails, "Makes perfect sense to me. What else are we going to do with all the redundant office blocks? I would think converting office blocks to flats would be quite straightforward. Now we need to look at converting all the empty shops into homes."